Welcome to the Property Management Mastermind Show with your host, Brad Larson. Brad owns one of the fastest growing property management companies in San Antonio, Texas. This podcast is for property managers by property managers. You'll hear from industry leading professionals on best practices, new ideas, success stories, and lessons learned. This is your opportunity to learn about the latest industry buzz surrounding property management, as well as tips and strategies to improve your business. Now here's your host, Brad Larson.
Hello everyone, this is Brad Larson, host of the Property Management Mastermind Podcast. To see a complete list of the offers and discounts we have worked to provide, visit our website at propertymanagementmastermind.com. In there, you will find additional discounts from Tenant Turner, Citizen Home Solutions, PMW Websites, and several others. Also, be sure to check out our Seminar and Conferences tab, where we highlight different conferences going around the country, business and property management related. Lastly, be sure to seek out the Facebook group we have started and become a member. In that group, the PM community at large, to include vendors, are welcome to join.
Hello, everyone. Brad Larson here, your host. Just some quick notes on today's episode. I've got Scott Lewis from eXp Realty here and want to talk to you about how RentWorks San Antonio has created a SaleWorks powered by eXp Realty faction. And this is going to be basically another entity that we're working with that we own, that we have RentWorks on the one side, SaleWorks on the other side. SaleWorks is focusing on residential single family home sales and multifamily as needed. And RentWorks is focusing on single family and multifamily property management. So the two go hand in hand and marry quite well together. And this has been a compilation of about a year looking at this system. So I have Scott in here and he's talking about the benefits of eXp, and it's gonna be nearly impossible to at least try and give you a good overview within an hour or 45 minutes. But I want to talk to you a little bit about it before we get on to let you know that Scott has been successful, like you would not believe, hugely, wildly successful at this in just a couple of years, because eXp Realty is now hitting the viral stage. And it's a great time to get in. We looked at it for a year in three different interviews in person and took us this long to decide how to set it up correctly. So I'm very excited to bring this to you. I want to mention a few of my sponsors as well. Be sure to check out our website to look for the PM Max Grow products. And that's with Steve Rosenberg and Pete Newbig. We put those out. I think those are great products for you to look at. And also wanted to thank Seacoast Commerce Bank for sponsorship. I would highly recommend that bank for all your property management banking needs. So let's get to it. And here we go, Scott. And welcome to another edition of the Property Management Mastermind Show. I'm your host, Brad Larson. And today's guest, I have Scott Lewis. And today we're going to talk about why a property management company like RentWorks decided to team up with eXp Realty and all the good things that can come out of it. So I've got a good solid page of notes we're going to go through. Scott Lewis is going to kind of walk us through the benefits of eXp. I'm going to walk you through the benefits of why a property management company wanted to work with them from our perspective and potentially from other property management company owners' perspectives as well. Because this is going to be something that is the newest and greatest wave of real estate. It's changing the industry. And so I don't brutally, kick that around. I'm going to turn it over to Scott right now. He can give us a few minutes on eXp.
Oh, awesome. Well, thanks for having me today. This is exciting. So, Tracy and I, my wife, Tracy, we used to own a Century 21 franchise for many years. And that was a very successful franchise at one time. But we recognized that things were changing. And we spent a few years at Keller Williams as well, where we had a team there. And when we saw the eXp model a little over 2.5 years ago, having a business background, I looked at it and I said, this has a chance, Brad, of disrupting the industry. And we all know what's happened with other industries that have been disrupted, but it's never really happened in real estate. And until now.
And you and I were very similar there. Sorry to cut you off, because I was with Keller Williams for 3 years.
Oh, were you?
So we have a very similar background there. I almost became a team leader for Keller Williams.
Wow.
So I know the whole background of what they do, and you are dead on right. And I'm cutting some of your thunder off.
No, that's great.
I wanted to throw that out there because we had that same background. So, really that's going to apply to what we're talking about here. And, the growth has been phenomenal. I want you to just kick it in from there.
Yeah, the growth has been unbelievable since we joined the company. I think there were about 800 agents nationwide when we joined in August of 2015. And I believe in the last month alone, there's been, if not 1,000 agents, almost 1,000 agents have joined the company. And so you're starting to see this exponential growth. And there are a lot of things that go into that. But I think most people really just don't understand how disruption works. But when it, typically at some point hits a tipping point.
Yeah.
And when it hits that tipping point, you know, everything changes and changes quickly. And I think we're seeing that right now in real estate.
So. Yeah. Last week we had an introduction to LPMA here in my office where Ben White came over from Australia and introduced what LPMA was. And one of the property managers pulled me aside and said, Brad, why EXP? So if right. if I can ask you, please give me your why EXP answer.
Wow. Well, that's there's a lot of reasons why, but I think anyone that's hearing this and is curious, they really need to understand the model and they need to look at the model and why it's radically different. But I think it really goes and it boils down to the agent, right? And in the franchise model, and this is, of course, just my opinion, but in the franchise model, I feel like it's really been unfair for the agents. Mm-hmm. And so when you look at the EXP model or other models similar, I think you're starting to see companies that are putting the real estate agent first. And agents now, you know, they're questioning, you know, the value that they're getting from the franchise model.
Sure.
And of course, the brick and mortar is a thing of the past. I mean, it's just a matter of time. Agents are not going to go to a real estate office. Some still do, but that's slowly changing. But the model with EXP, there's so many things that it does that empowers the agent. And we'll get into some of those today. But that truly, the bottom line is, it is much more agent-centric.
I agree with that, because that's a big reason why we changed. Because the property management company owners, all of my peers, their issues are going to be they need to set up and run their property management company first, because that's their bread and butter. That's really why they're in business. But I've always been a strong encouragement person or encouraging person to make sure they don't lose those sales. They got to capture the sales. And to do that, you have to have agents running around, either with your brokerage or with some very strong relationship with another brokerage. At the end of the day, if you end up doing that, there's always going to be those. The center of the world is going to be property management. You got tenants buying homes. You have sellers renting homes. You have sellers needing to sell homes because of their rental properties. I mean, it really is the epicenter of real estate. And this is why we want to talk about this, because I'm going to get into why we decided to go this way. And I'm being really animated. I'm kind of beating around the bush. So what we want to talk about is why this made so much sense for a property management company and owners. Why is it good for a property management company? First, the first thing I talked about is it can build into another recurring revenue stream. I mean, that's what property management company owners love, is we are very cash rich because it's monthly cash flow. It's consistent. It's every month you're going to get revenue in, good, bad, or other. And that's what a lot of us really like about the industry, is we can pay ourselves first and we control how we get paid. So it creates another recurring revenue stream. And I want you to mention a couple points on that.
Well, great. And first, I want to give you a lot of credit for empowering your agents, because this has really set up a beautiful thing for you with your two-step process, you know, because you generate a lot of leads. And now being able to put agents under the EXP umbrella to take advantage of what you've already built is, I think, a game changer. And as you pointed out, the big thing is EXP allows all the agents to get revenue share off the top. And so instead, when you look at the franchise model, for example, because we talked about that, if you look at every franchise model across the country, what do they have to do to grow their business? They have to constantly recruit, right? In order to recruit, they have to hire recruiters. So you think of the thousands of recruiters that those big models have. EXP is the fastest growing real estate company in U.S. history, and they've done it without recruiters because the agents are so excited and they're empowered because of the revenue sharing model.
I love it. I'm going to stop you there so I can fully explain, because all of my peers, they understand revenue, they understand profits. The Keller Williams model, for example, was a profit share. Okay, we all as business owners can understand that I can manipulate profit. I can buy myself a new truck.
And thank God for Keller, because they did break the mold.
They did. They broke the mold. I really appreciate what they did, and they've been fantastic. I was with them for 3 years. I think they're, you know, number two behind EXP. Let's call it that. But the profit share and the revenue share are different. So the way this works is when you start building your team in your real estate model with EXP, you begin to have that top line revenue share. So when somebody does something in your team, everyone up the line can get paid. And that's phenomenal, because it creates that recurring revenue stream I just mentioned about a few seconds ago. So that's one of the big things we want to touch on. And we'll go through this more. I'm not just going to throw it out there, because we got to expand on it some. One of the other things I mentioned is it provides a level of separation from the property management company, yet it still has that element of potential revenue generation. Because for me, I had all these headaches running a property management company and I had a sales company, mm-hmm. correct? So I'm the broker for each, right? This is very common across the U.S. where the property management company owners are the brokers.
Right.
You know, we have a conference in April called the Broker Owner Conference.
Right.
You know, so that says everything. What sure. this does is takes all of that off of your plate. So if your state specific would allow you to separate out your entities to where you have one entity doing property management and another entity, which probably is your real estate broker's license, under another broker. So the agents that come work with you on your entity and your office space, they go underneath that broker. And that broker takes care of all the headaches.
When right? you say that broker, you're talking about the broker at eXp.
Correct.
Because the model broker. At eXp, we have one broker per state.
Right. One broker per state. And they're working often in tandem with other people to assist in any questions.
Sure.
To help them with paperwork.
The compliance is awesome.
The compliance, right. the transactions, all that stuff. The end line of getting a disbursement authorization, that's a lot of work for us because oftentimes you think you can train a general manager to do that in a property management company, but it's not that easy.
I'm sure it's a nightmare.
Because guess who's responsible? And yeah, right? And so I would rather be have that responsibility pushed off to another very solid individual or group of individuals, and they can handle that issue. I wrote a bunch of things down. I'm going to throw them out there. So it eliminates the headaches for errors and omissions insurance. I don't have to carry as much E&O because I don't know. I no longer have the sales in my company. So your E&O expenses could go cheaper, if not diminish them altogether. There's no more broker nitpicking. So I don't have to nitpick my agents, right, to make sure that they comply with every single thing on their contracts because eXp is going to be the full compliance officer that I've always wanted, right? That's always going to be a challenge for you. You have your state and local entity fights, meaning you always have to fight with the local board of realtors. You always have to do something with the state of Texas, for example. There's always something going on that I have to like stop what I'm doing in property management world and focus what I have to do with state compliance or local compliance. All that's taken off my plate by eXp. Now, if you think of something while I'm throwing these out there, feel free.
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head because, you know, you were juggling a lot of balls, right? And this has allowed you to really separate that out and not only focus more on what you're best at, mm-hmm. because you've eliminated a lot of the hassles and a lot of the everyday things that you're having to deal with on both sides of the yeah. fence.
And so, not to mention the contracts and commissions. It's another point mm-hmm. I mentioned in my wrote down my notes, gang, is the commissions are always been a headache because if they – you try to do a disbursement authorization when we were with RentWorks to where an agent sends us a disbursement authorization. Part of the money goes to the agent. Part of the money goes to RentWorks. More oftentimes than not, that thing would get screwed up. Mm-hmm. And now we're having to do another 1099 for another agent because we're taking in a commission, yet we're not getting the revenue from that. So it was really kind of a tax nightmare. You have to make sure you issue a 1099. So where I'm going with this is eXp does all that. They take all that off our plate. Because they're doing all that compliance. They're doing all the disbursement authorization. So we're left to focus on what's important to us, which is running and building the management company. And once you build it up to where, this is the coolest part. If you build up a management company, eventually it can run itself. eXp can essentially run itself. So if you're affiliated with them and you're contributing to them, you don't have to run the company. It's being run by somebody else, but you're still building a higher revenue stream than what you could have ever gotten by just having your own secret squirrel, small, little, tiny brokerage. And that's what I've discovered. So those are some of the reasons I jumped in with eXp in a partnership to where the management company is one side and then eXp is on the other side. And so did I miss anything? What are you thinking there, Scott?
Well, I think just to add to it, I mean, you're exactly right as far as leveraging the system. And I think that's the key thing to look at here is that eXp, for those people that are brokers and that are watching this, you know, it, and I always say the only thing at risk by joining eXp is your ego, right? Because it really does eliminate a lot of the overhead, a lot of the stress, a lot of the day-to-day activities that you are handling. And so just look, eXp is the platform that allows that broker to still use their brand, to still build their name. And not only does eXp allow you to build your own brand, they want you to. Mm-hmm. And that goes back to being agent-centric. But what I'd like for you to kind of expand on for me is, you know, because you have agents that are representing the property management, and now you also have agents that are handling the sales at eXp.
Right.
So how does a broker look at that and make the decision? You know, he has to divide that with his agent. So what are you looking for with agents and how do you separate that?
It's a good question because there is no one secret formula for this. There's no one way to do it. It's really going to depend on a number of different factors. I'm trying to formulate an answer in my head, but most of the time, you might have to just work a referral fee.
Yeah.
Because if you generate a listing out of your inventory and you put that in front of an eXp affiliate of yours, right, they're going to have some sort of affiliation with you, just charge a referral fee. That's all you do. Because they're going to have their cut with eXp.
Right.
The referral fee that they could pay your company for the referral from an inventory home, that's the easy way to do that. And it's very clean. So you're not losing out necessarily. If you're, you know, you might have brokers out there that are used to being on a 50-50 split, right, with their agents. And eXp models an 80-20.
Right.
So there you leave up a 30% referral fee that goes back to the property management company. Away you go. Problem solved.
Right.
So that's one of the clean ways to do that. And the other big thing we did this is to draw in and help recruit more agents because we have a lot of leads. Lots of leads. That's probably a small way to say it because we have so many leads. And here's how we have leads. We have you have buyer leads. We have seller leads, we have application leads, we have tenant leads, and we have investor leads. All those have to be developed because with a large property management inventory, we're renting out 30 to 40 homes per month. Imagine the applicants that come in, and now we have over 800 homes under management. So think of, we have 800 homes currently being leased. That's a lot of people we can start to market to.
Sure.
To buy a home. We need agents to do that, but we also need a reason for them to be here. And then not even to mention the pocket listings that we're developing. You know, we've talked about this before on the show where we're developing pocket listing leads so we can draw in investors to buy our inventory homes. Because if we sell an inventory home, it's gone. It's gone out of the inventory. You know, it's gone to a primary resident buyer. So we'd like to be able to sell our inventory homes to investors that want to use us for management.
Right.
It comes full circle and we never lose that business. So that's one of the key reasons there is working those leads.
This episode of the Property Management Mastermind Show is sponsored by Mark Cunningham of Grace Property Management. Now, Mark has created some amazing products for property management companies. We have implemented his systems and his business income streams into our business here, and I can personally recommend them. If you are in the property management business, I encourage you to visit their website, as you will definitely find a product that will improve your business. I know Mark personally. And just a small investment to pick up one of his golden nuggets could earn you a return many times over. To learn more, go to propertymanagementsystem.org. Again, propertymanagementsystem.org. And to get a 10% discount on all of Mark's products, use the promo code BRAD, B-R-A-D. Hello, everyone. Brad Larson here. I want to drop you a quick note about the new Max Grow products on our website. And this is all intended to grow your property management business. Authored by Steve Rosenberg and Pete Neubig out of Houston, one of the fastest growing property management companies around. These guys have put it all in documentation, all on video, all on Excel, all on Word, and formats that you can pick up and use. So definitely check that out on our website. It's called the Max Grow Series.
The cloud-based support, I want you to touch on that because you're more familiar with it than I am.
Well, you know, the cloud-based support at eXp is, we call it the eXp world. And it's something that you have to experience, really. I got to tell you, the first time I looked at it, I thought, this is cool, but I can't really imagine using this. Mm-hmm. And I use it all the time now. And it's so simple and easy. And the quick thing is you can get in there and you can go, you know, there's a transaction coordinator, there's the accounting department, there's agent services, all of these different offices that you can access and talk to real life people through the computer. Do it on your phone or do it, you know, through your iPad, and you didn't have to, you know, go to an office. And so I look at it, it's just an easy way to access information and get jobs done quickly without having to drive into an office and or make multiple phone calls. And so there's a lot of value there. And then when you extend beyond that, the real life lifetime training that goes on in the cloud-based environment is fascinating. Mm-hmm. And when you learn the eXp model and you see that the actual agents, which are doing incredibly well at eXp, are giving back in the office environment. And they want to do that in this world because they all have stock in the company.
That's really neat. And I want to touch on a couple of things there with you. So first we want to talk about the growth. And it's one thing to say, oh, we're growing really fast. But when you understand the numbers, and I want you to throw some numbers for us at the level of growth, because right now it's reaching that just snowball effect.
Right.
And it's going to be one of those things to where anybody who understands this, they're going to look back and say, God, I should have joined as soon as I saw it.
Right.
I mean, you really will, because if you talk to the people that joined Keller Williams when that first started, and they're all multimillionaires now because it exploded in growth. That's what's happening right now to EXP, which is one of the big reasons I decided to look at this and join. It took me a year, gang. You know, it took me a year from when I first looked at it with some local San Antonio folks to where I had several conversations in person in my office seeing how this is going to fit for our team
Right. Before
I finally made the decision. And I kind of kicked myself it took that long. But we were going through some mergers and some other stuff. But I want you to talk about and quantify the growth for the audience.
Well, so, I mean, I can give you numbers. And basically, you know, the company went from 800 and something agents in a little over 2 years to now over 7,000 agents. We're in 48 states or 47 states, I believe, now.
Wait, time out. You just crossed over 6,000 like at Christmas.
Right. Yeah. And so that's happened in the last 2 months, right? Or month and a half or whatever
Wow. It's
been. So, yeah. And at this pace, you know, the company will be pushing 20,000 agents at the end of this year. And so when you multiply that out over the next two or three years and, you know, it's going to be one of those things that people look back on and go, where did this company come from? And that's what happens in disruption, right? That's what happened with Uber. I remember the first time I heard about Uber, and then it was just a few months later, everybody was talking about Uber, right?
Yeah.
Well, it just was 2 years ago. We were the first agents in San Antonio for EXP. There was no one here. No one had heard of us. No, I mean, nobody knew we even existed. And now not only does everyone in San Antonio know that we exist, but you can see that, you know, we are, I think, the fifth or sixth largest brokerage in San Antonio already by transaction volume.
Oh, wow.
And that's happened in, you know, in about 2 years. The company's grown by 187% the last 2 years.
Fantastic.
So if you look at those numbers, and if you just project that out over a couple of years.
It's what they call the internet. It's going viral, right?
Right.
That's what you would call it.
It is viral.
And
sure.
I think this is a good time to look at it. I'm so glad to be a part of it because you have to look forward and trust in yourself that you're going to make it work. Because honestly, we lost something as a real estate brokers because some of the agents didn't want to, you know, work with us any longer because there are small fees with EXP.
Okay.
They're never trying to hide that. But when agents that weren't doing anything anyway decide to leave, you start to freak out like, oh, my God, my agents are leaving. Well, let's look at it. If they were really that good, they would understand this model and have no problem with it.
Right.
If they're doing one deal a year and just sucking up your errors and omissions insurance, get rid of them. They're dead weight. So one of the things I want to talk about is this is a thing for a property management company that is huge is we are creating an evergreen system of referrals. So what I mean by that is evergreen is a term that I'm creating a homegrown referral source with SaleWorks powered by EXP. So that's what I named the company, by the way, SaleWorks powered by EXP. So if you're worried about your branding, don't get stuck with that because you can also work with EXP to co-brand. And that works out perfect. And so what I'm talking about with Evergreen is we plan to grow our SaleWorks powered by EXP agency here. And it's not a standalone agency. I don't want to mislabel that. Grow the team. Is that a better way to say
sure.
it? Okay, we want to grow the team to where we have in-house people bringing us property management referrals. And when they do that, we pay them a small referral fee, which is the largest in town, ironically. And then we have a client return policy guarantee. So when we take a client from an EXP agent anywhere in the world, we pay them a $555 client referral fee, and then they sign a form that says, I brought this person to you, and then we put in that into our software. And when that person, that owner, that seller decides that they want to sell, it goes back to that agent. Okay, 100% it goes back to that agent because we want that agent to feel confident that they're going to be not poached. That's one of the things I've heard from other brokerages is that they have agents that poach. What I mean by that is the property managers get a lead and they never return it back to that agent for a sale. So you're poaching clients and that's a horrible way to do business. So the Evergreen system is a huge deal for us. That's all beyond, you know, water under the bridge compared to the recurring revenue of the revenue share. I mean, that's really going to be where the rubber meets the road. And I think you guys want to understand that a bit further by looking maybe at the EXP model online. But Scott, I want you to spend some good time talking about this because I've been doing most of the talking. You are a totally competent guy in this, and I want you to kind of jump in and say, all right, Mr. Property Management Company Owner in California, here's why you want to join eXp, and this is how it's going to work for you.
Well, I think the big thing is the leverage that you gain, right? And so I know from just from the traditional brokerage, it's a constant struggle to continually keep agents, give them leads, number one, and then keep them happy where they stay, right? So you're constantly seeing lots of turnover, you're seeing attrition, you're seeing agents come and go all the time. And so what I love about the eXp model through the stock programs, and you get stock six different ways, so you're giving a tremendous value to the agents from that standpoint, and you're creating an affinity to you through eXp with the stock programs. But there's also, in addition to that, the leverage that you gain from the revenue share. So revenue share is off the top, right? I mean, it's not profit share. It's paid after the expenses of an office, but it's actually revenue created from the transaction at closing, and it's a set percentage on every deal. So you know exactly how much you're going to get paid. And so this is just another stream of income that the agent can create by leveraging the eXp model. So you're giving them leads, they're getting stock through eXp, and at the same time, they can go out and grow their business, which grows your business and creates an affinity to your company, because if they're getting revenue share, they're probably never going to leave your company. But it also gives the agent, and this is sort of the elephant in the room when you're talking about the industry, is a exit strategy, a way to eventually get off of the hamster wheel. And in my opinion, that's been the biggest frustration with our industry, the massive turnover, is agents get burned out. They, over time, if they don't have good lead flow and if they don't have a good system in place, they just get burned out. And so with the revenue share and with the stock, now they have a way where they can see that at some point, if something happens to them or they can't work or they just want to take some time off, they've got that revenue. And it's a real legitimate business structure, because you know exactly how much you're going to get paid off of that. Mm-hmm. And you can quantify it based on the number of agents on your team to an exact amount based on the closings. And so over time, a agent can very realistically build that retirement income. And the beautiful thing is there's no territories. And so we've eliminated that franchise model. And now we have no territories because of the cloud. So your agents can grow your business and expand your business and their business anywhere in the world where eXp is doing business. So
I love it. I really do. And I'm excited about this model. And a couple of the other things is this is helping you recruit, because you are providing an absolute solid reason to join your team. I mean, you have the eXp model, you have leads, you potentially have office space, you have a property management system built in for your agents. I mean, it really is a complete property management and real estate solution all in one. It's a property management, sales, and it all packages together nicely. So I definitely encourage somebody to look at it in a close manner. The one of the things I want to talk about too is the revenue share and the stock. So if, in case you glaze that over, there's stock in this company.
Right.
Okay. One of the reasons all of my peers love property management is it's because it's recurring. That hamster wheel you're talking about, the real estate agents that are out there, they always laugh at the property managers and say, oh, you guys are the redheaded stepchildren of the industry. But deep down, we're laughing at them because we know we can go on a 2-week vacation and never answer our phone.
Right.
So for an agent to get there, they're going to have to get into some sort of recurring revenue system like an eXp model. And so the management company owner, if you have an eXp model going and you have a property management company going, that is a great way to build wealth and allow you to do the things you want to do. It might be buy more investment homes versus managing them. You might want to buy them and own them yourself. All those things that you would want to do as you create wealth allows it to be done using the eXp model. So I'm very excited about that. So a couple of other things we want to talk about is we can actually talk about some of the splits and some of the other things, right?
Mm-hmm, sure.
Okay. So real upfront, it's an 80-20 split. There's a few minor monthly fees. The agents are going to submit disbursement authorization requests through their estate broker. We get them all done on the cloud. They upload all of their documents on the cloud, which again is a hands-off deal for the property management company owner, because we don't want to be compliance officers. You know, we don't have time to look through 10 contracts electronically or even in person, like on a hard copy. We don't have time to do that when we're trying to implement 20 different things. And right now I'm trying to hire a director of accounting. So I'm doing all these interview processes. And I mean, I got other stuff going on. Plus, I have to get on the podcast and talk to you, right?
Right.
So these things are going to be
You're a really busy exciting. Guy.
Busy, busy. Trying to be. All right. So what else can you talk to us about along the lines of doing it every day? The splits, the fees. I mean, kind of talk us through some of that.
Well, I think to tie it all together, you know, the big difference here is the fact that the company is agent owned. And really, that starts with an environment that's created. And that environment is radically different from anything that's ever been created in this space. And so when someone takes ownership, they're going to perform differently, right? Mm-hmm. When they have ownership, they're going to act differently. They're going to talk about the company differently. They're going to feel differently. You look at Southwest Airlines and the success that they've had and the way, you know, they've really grown their company. And it's that agent. You can take, you know, anybody that works for that company and you talk to them and you get that sense or that feeling that they own the company. Mm-hmm. And you get that at eXp as well. All that competitive stuff has gone away. Everybody's working together.
And let's explain that, because you have an upline at eXp. You're going to choose a sponsor, and that sponsor has probably have at least 6 or 7 people above them. Mm-hmm. All those people are highly vested in answering those questions for you. So it's not just one person, your broker. You can go up your line and say, hey, Scott. I mean, Scott's 4th up the line for me, I think. I can call him and ask him a real estate question. And he'll gladly want to answer me, because when I close a deal, he's making a revenue share. Again, that's how it works. He goes up the line. And so you have people highly invested, highly interested in your success, not just one broker. And you're not even competing with the broker in your state, because our broker is a non-competing broker because they're not even in my market.
Right.
But I can call them anytime or contact them anytime with questions, and they help us through the cloud or through, you know, email or phone or whomever. So it's really a cool setup, and it's not for everybody because it's a cloud-based model.
Right.
You're not going to find somebody to walk your hold your hand on how to turn on your computer. Okay. But they do have, you know, IT resources. But I'm just saying. You know, my experience as a broker, you know, I've been around.
Some
for
people
years.
Are a little nervous about technology.
Yeah.
And I was to some degree one of those. But I can tell you, once I experienced it, I was blown away. And to go back and talk about the split in the environment, you know, every agent that comes on board is on an 80-20 split. The difference here is we're all used to working at franchise models that have a split. Mm-hmm. The big, big difference here is 80 goes to the agent, 20 goes to eXp, but who owns eXp?
The agents.
The agents own the company. So therefore, that 20%, yes, it pays for overhead, but compare our overhead to the franchise model, mm-hmm. right? It's radically different and minimized, and the economies of scale that kick in are just getting better and better and better every day.
And there are no secret squirrel splits.
That's right.
One of the things I like, because as a longtime broker around the San Antonio region, if you happen to get an all-star, they're going to come in and blackmail you. They're going to come in and say, you know, I want a better split because I sold $10 million last year.
No, we all get the same deal. Every agent, there are no special deals, but that 20% that's going to us, the company, is being split among the agents in stock and revenue share and training and, you know, and tools that they can really use to generate leads and build and grow their business. So I think that really goes to the core of what eXp is for me. And, mm-hmm. and again, congratulations on seeing how you can leverage that and add to what you're already doing. And I think that's what everybody that's looking at this today needs to really understand is forget about, you know, the branding and the ego and all of that. All right. I get it. Mm-hmm. That's a concern, but put all of that aside for just a minute and just realize that this is just another tool in your tool chest. This is another golf club. You know, this is a hybrid mm-hmm. in your golf bag. And, you know, there are times when you can really use that and benefit. And if you learn the model and really understand the model, I can't imagine why a property management company out there would not take advantage of this. Now, you had to work a little bit and set up the different entities and
Which
get that
easy.
Place.
Yeah,
well, it was tough
easy.
To do, right?
Nope, not
but
at all.
Now you've created another, well, actually a couple more income streams. Mm-hmm. And that's what everybody's looking at. How can you create income streams today doing what you're already doing anyway? Right. How can you create another way or another business opportunity? I mean, it's one thing to go buy cryptocurrencies, right? But if you're not a professional or you don't understand that industry, it's high risk. Mm-hmm. That's totally different. We're talking about a way to create income streams, doing what you're already doing and creating leverage. And once that starts to grow and the duplication effect kicks in, massive wealth can be created. And we're seeing that happen with EXP. And you know, I'm not going to share numbers or income numbers today.
But that will floor some people when you start hearing those things.
Well, it would. And we're happy to talk to them and show them, you know, what some of the people here are making. But the truth of the matter is that millionaires are being created in this company every single day now because of the stock and the revenue share. And so, and we're only at 7,000 agents. We're at the tip of the iceberg where I believe this company is going to go. And it's going to happen like that because disruption happens like that. It's never slow. And so, again, you know, this is not a high pressure sell. This is do your due diligence, you know, look under the rock and really understand how the model works. Break down the revenue share and how you and your agents benefit. Look at the stock, see how you benefit. Look at the additional tools that you're going to get here. And for one, you know, I have people come to me all the time and say, well, I don't pay this. I'm in a, you know, in 100% brokerage, or, you know, I pay $450 a transaction or $650 a transaction, whatever. Well, how much longer are you going to pay that? Right. You're going to continue to pay that because that broker. And by the way, there is no such thing as a 100% company.
Of course.
All brokers have to make money to stay in business. Right. And so when you look at the EXP opportunity, if you work the system and you truly become an owner in the company and really, you know, you leverage it to, you know, its fullest capabilities, after 2 or 3 years, you should be getting money. You shouldn't be paying anything. Right. Exactly. And I think that's the beautiful thing in this model.
What made my decision for me was, what did I have to lose? Right. I mean, this is not, I'm not buying a franchise where I'm throwing out $50,000. The downside risk was minimal. But the upside potential is gigantic. And that's really kind of what made my decision.
It costs you $99 to sign up.
Correct. I mean,
I think this microphone costs more than that.
The microphone costs more than that sign up fee. So that was really the end result. Like, what do I have to lose? I mean, so I know the haters out there, you know, the property management company owners, we all have a little downside to us. We all have a little negativity. But
it's that ego, right?
It is.
Because it's my company.
Correct.
But you figured out a way to leverage that. It's still your company,
right?
But you added EXP as a tool. And I think it's beautiful.
Because in recruiting, why would an agent come to a property management company? Why would a licensed realtor come? We have a lot of use for licensed realtors because we have so many leads.
Right.
We can't get rid of them all. I mean, I have not even scratched the surface for trying to get rid of some of the leads we're getting to fully exploit them, because we need a good 10, 15, 50 agents that can handle the lead flow because we have so much. So if you're a regular property management company out there, how are you trying to recruit agents? I mean, what's the value proposition other than you giving them everything they want, which is a 0% commission split? And that, how is that going to benefit you?
It's true. Sure. And something else we haven't talked about before, and I don't know what you were using, but this might be a great value for some, because you are generating a lot of leads, but do you have a great CRM tool, you know, for those agents to take care of those leads where you can watch and track them? Most of those are very expensive. Mm-hmm. And at EXP, they're going to get a couple of those, conversion and Commissions Inc., really for free as part of their $50 a month, you know, technology package. Mm-hmm. We were paying almost $600 a month for conversion before we joined EXP. And now we get that, you know, really at no cost. And so all of those leads now that you have, every one of your agents is going to have that tool as a CRM to flow those leads into and manage those leads. And I'm pretty confident by doing that, they're going to close a lot more of them.
Yeah, that's something we're going to tap into as well. We use Lead Simple for our property management CRM, mm-hmm. and that's a great plug for Jordan out there. But this is something we're going to tie into as we start developing more of these leads, have more of a system, more of a team that can help. Is we got to have a way to kind of divvy them up. I mean, this is just one of those systems that do that, and they help track it and conversion rates and all the other stuff. So I think that's a huge resource, because I think you told through a story you spent $20,000 or $30,000 for that software at one point.
Well, it's about a $20,000 a year investment.
That's right.
Your upfront cost plus your monthly fees. And so, and depending on how big your team is, you know, Commissions Inc. and Conversion, I would say both of those they're in the top five, mm-hmm. of CRM/lead generation tools.
And all that for $50 a month.
And not only that, but the training that comes with it.
Oh, that's a huge thing.
And so it's one thing to have those tools. It's another thing to be held accountable, mm-hmm. and to actually have the training to be successful with them.
Yeah.
And you don't have to train those agents anymore. All of that's done through eXp. And so they get the tool, they get the training, they get access to other agents that are killing it. Mm-hmm. And they're willing to share with the agents on your team what they're doing in a radically different way from any other model out there because of the stock. And when an agent has stock in a company and they have ownership in the company, they all want to see the value of that stock go up. Mm-hmm. So we all benefit by helping each other. And so that culture that's being created radically changes the game.
One of the challenges that Scott and I talked about was onboarding agents, because agents crossing over from one place to another often kind of dwindle off, to be real honest with you. So grabbing them and getting them onboarded was a challenge. And Scott had a great recommendation. So can you kind of share about that? What we talked about with putting them in touch with that one person where they do an onboarding system in the background?
So, yeah, well, eXp does an incredible job, but we are, you know, growing so fast that, you know, the company has never grown like, no company's ever grown like this fast. It was this small. And so, you know, we have just, because of the revenue share model and because we're doing so well, we're sort of building out our own systems mm-hmm. within the company. And so we've hired someone that really assists all of our agents on our team with the onboarding process. And so mainly just making sure that they're set up so they know where to find all the tools, access them easily, but also give them some extra juice to be able to get off to a fast start.
That's huge, because I actually did that onboarding and it was very impressive how they can remote in and walk you through everything you need to know about getting into the cloud, walking around the cloud and getting into it and getting stuff done that you need to get done. Very impressed with that. They'll spend as much time with your agents.
One thing I want to say on that, not to cut you off, but just go back to that, is if someone is, you know, they're going, well, I really don't want to go through that transition. I don't want to make the change. You know, it took, because changes sometimes can be difficult.
Or scary.
And so, you know, what you should do is reach out to Brad and let him give you an invite to get into the eXp world, show you around, see how easy it is to learn that technology. And then let's have a phone call with our onboarding person so they can show you how simple this transition really is. Mm-hmm. And we're happy to do that.
Awesome. So some of the next steps, at least we want to throw out there while we close this up, is we're going to have a property management mastermind page dedicated to eXp Realty. So we're building that up now. In the meantime, if you have any questions about this, feel free to email me to brad@rentworx.com, rentwerx.com. And I can put you in an introduction to Scott or one of the folks in my team as well, that we can kind of talk you through some of the stuff, how it specifically works for a property management company in whatever state you're in, because eXp is in all 49 states, I think.
47 states now. Mm-hmm.
And some of the few that are not are mostly in the Northeast, but they're working through those challenges now. But the big states, California, Florida, they're all over.
Yeah, pretty much anywhere you'd want to sell real estate, yeah. I think we're in, including a couple of provinces in Canada, and we're opening up British Columbia this month. So very exciting how quickly we're expanding and how fast the company's growing. So it's a great time to be in real estate.
Love it. This will definitely start the conversation with some of my peers on how they can co-brand and work with a property management and a eXp model. So if you have any questions, gang, give me a shout. And Scott, any parting words?
You know, just thank you for the opportunity. We're always excited. You know, I look at the property management side of this as just as another revenue stream or not really revenue stream, but another vein in which eXp can build and grow and expand. And I think that you're pioneering that. And I think that, you know, the value of that long term is going to be massive when other property managers around the world understand what you really did. And it's really difficult to explain it all in 1 hour because there's so much.
It took me a year to look at it. And then, you know, I want to be a big part of that as eXp grows, is to potentially be their property management expert.
Yeah.
And so I would love to fill that.
I think you're right on track to be doing that. And I know that the credibility that you bring to the space is just going to have people scratching their head and they're going to go, well, why did he do that? And that's really the first step, is sometimes we get so busy that I think some of the best opportunities just fly right through us. And we don't take advantage of them because we don't take the time to understand them. And if you really peel back the onion which we'll help you do, I think you'll find that this is just a great add-on to what you're already doing in the space.
Appreciate it. Scott, thanks so much for coming on. Super. Take care, everybody.
Thank you.
This has been a podcast episode by PropertyManagementProductions.com. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast, leave us feedback, and come back for our next episode.